This is News Talk.
Ursula von der Leyen and Boris Johnson have now set Sunday as a deadline for a firm decision on a post-Brexit trade deal, the latest deadline we have on Brexit. It follows their meeting in Brussels last night over dinner, along with their chief negotiators, which concluded shortly after 10 o'clock Irish time. The mood in number 10 is described as downbeat about the chances of agreement. Let's go to Brussels now. Shona Murray is Europe correspondent with Euronews. Good morning to you, Shona. It started off quite jovial, posing for pictures, taking off masks, all smiles, and then the dinner happened.
Yeah, the dinner happened, and if you look at Ursula von der Leyen's statement, she said that it was a lively discussion. I heard last night it was pretty frank. It went on for 2.5 hours. Both sides, that they asked their negotiators to get back to the table and try to resolve the issues because the big gaps remain. But all in all, you know, relatively speaking, because the past few phone calls between Ursula von der Leyen and Boris Johnson have been pretty bad, I actually think that this was a much more optimistic meeting than the last few. And I think that it does set both sides on the path to a deal. Personally speaking, I think it was, I think a lot of people probably put a lot of expectation on it that the two were going to walk out and say that we've, you know, completed a deal. And that was never going to happen anyway, because, of course, Ursula von der Leyen is president of the Commission. The Commission is doing the negotiating on all the member states, but everything would have to be consulted to the member states before there was any sort of agreement. So the red lines would have been discussed, which they were. And in fairness to both sides, they said that they understood each other's positions better. I do think this is as good as we could have expected last night.
And Shona, you know, there's been, 4 years to prepare. It's now down to 4 days or whatever. But this is kind of what happens with European affairs normally, isn't it? It always sort of comes to the 11th hour.
It does, but you know, the 4 years isn't probably the necessarily comparison, because, you know, when they left the EU, or then we were triggering Article 50 to do it, you know, initially during the campaign, Boris Johnson himself, the leader of the Leave campaign, said that the UK would stay in the single market, for example. He said, you know, they'd be mad not to. So, you know, they've evolved their position. They didn't really know what their position was from Brexit, which is why it's taken so long as well. There was never a consensus on what it would look like. In fact, there still isn't, which is why Boris Johnson isn't going to find it very difficult to sell this deal, no matter what looks like, because there are so many hardliners in the ERG. There are some people who still don't want Brexit. There's some people who want, you know, a softer type of Brexit. So, you know, it'll still be very difficult. I think that he has laid a path now to a deal, specifically because one thing he said last night when he left the House of Commons was that, you know, our EU partners want to ensure that when they change rules, we follow them. And that's not what the EU is asking on a level playing field. What the EU is asking is that the UK doesn't reduce its standard. There's a non-regression clause, and then in the future raises its standards accordingly, or else loses market access. So it's not really the same thing. So I think, yeah, generally, Shane, it wasn't the worst outcome. We've a few days left to go, and I would say that we're more likely to get a deal now because of last night.
Okay, that's quite positive, Shona.
I mean, maybe I'm just being overly optimistic on a Thursday morning.
No, we welcome it.
I do think it was the better.
We certainly welcome it. Now, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, is travelling. Mm. He has already travelled to Brussels, but there's a big summit today. The talk in some of the Irish papers is that, you know, now we begin the planning and the final preparations for a no-deal Brexit. Is that what takes the focus of today's summit, or is it very much pinning hopes on a deal?
Well, actually, it'll be both. I mean, because, of course, you know, I mean, I know I'm sounding optimistic, but that doesn't mean that there could be anything that could stand in the way, and it could be, you know, there could be a need to just have no deal preparations underway. And that may be this what we see in early January. But the focus is really not on Brexit today. The focus is Brexit will be, there'll be a readout from Ursula von der Leyen, from Michel Barnier, at least, to the member states about the state of play. But the real focus today is actually the EU budget and the fact that two countries, Poland and Hungary, have been blocking the passage of the EU budget and the €750 billion EU rescue fund, which was negotiated back in July. They've been blocking it because there's a new mechanism to ensure that any member state gets access to money has to abide by the basic rule of law. And we know that these two countries are consistently breaching the rule of law when it comes to the independence of the judiciary, implementing, you know, legislation which is offensive to basically civil liberties. And they've been blocking it. So there's a discussion around a new mechanism. And that is actually the main issue here in Brussels today. But as you said, all the EU leaders have come in since last night. So there is quite a lot of politics abound.
Shona, just can I ask you finally, a lot of people get fed up of hearing, oh, this is a big week for Brexit and this is a crunch week. Is Sunday an actual deadline? Is that the final day where either there's going to be a deal or there's no deal?
I really do think it is now, Shane, because, you know, we've long accepted that in actual fact, what this requires was a political intervention from Boris Johnson. The issues that remain, they're not insurmountable. They're quite technical on the face of it, but they're also very political. So and really, Brussels is pretty sick of the fact that Brexit has dominated for 4 years. So I really do think that Sunday is the deadline. Now, I'll probably talk to you on Monday morning and there'll be another week in it. But I do think as this is make or break on Sunday.
Okay, the ever positive Shona Murray. Thank you, Shona. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.